Politics is a very interesting game. It is the life-making and life-changing decisions that usually are summed up in yes or no. Two simple words right there, yes or no. Now, movements historically have gained momentum because of charismatic leaders like Mandela. Yeah, a lot of people remember Mandela, Nelson Mandela, talking about South Africa's former president. How many of you have heard of Karl Marx? How many of you have heard of Lenin, right? The Russian Revolution? Have you heard of the French Revolution? Now, all of these revolutions, all of these, you know, changes, all of these movements started because one man had an idea that grew to a belief, and the belief that grew to embody what people would think, feel, and sometimes even act. Martin Luther King, another man, started the movement to say, look, we are not going to exchange blows for blows in order to get what we want. I can go on and on and on. But the crux of the matter this morning is popularity alone going to guarantee victory at the polls? About 8 years ago, when it was Donald Trump going up against Hillary Rodham Clinton, a lot of people theorized that the online votes, the online views, the vox pop, the views from a populist platform was going to guarantee victory for the Democrats. That time, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton, the wife of former President Bill Clinton, that was championing the Democrat card. The Democrat Party amassed more, or rather, raised more funds. But, weirdly, for a lot of people, did not win that election. The Republican Party, which had a literal newbie into its ranks, talking about Donald Trump, raised less money than the Democrats, but spent over 90% of whatever it raised in campaigns and whatnot, and then Donald Trump won that election. On popularity, or was it based on sentiment? You can't really tell. Some are intricately mixed, or both can be intricately mixed. The Edo State governor recently, Godwin Obaseki, says Nigerians are looking for alternatives. They are looking for alternatives because they are tired of the PDP and the APC. Now, speaking at a reconciliation meeting in Benin, Governor Obaseki urged the PDP to reposition itself ahead of next year's election. Now, if you did not catch his comments, please take a listen to this.
I'm sure in all our homes here, we have so many people now who call themselves obedience. I don't know whether you have them in your house. Just ask them, all those children, where are you? Which party are you for? They say obedience. They don't want us. They're not talking about APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And they are much more. You see all of them queuing for PVCs now. They are not looking the direction of APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. If we don't make our party attractive, I do not know what will happen in the next elections. So it's important that we begin to think about how we manage and administer our party.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around on this table this morning as we ask this question. This search for alternatives, it's gone beyond, in quotes, the classic PDP and APC in Nigeria. But the question remains, is the popularity of any other individual going to be enough to guarantee victory? Hillary Rodham Clinton was very popular. In fact, it was going to be heralded as one of the most incisive and probably decisive victory for the Democrats, because it would have ushered in the first female president of the United States of America. But it did not come to fruition. It didn't happen. But then there are cases where a popular vote, a popular individual comes into fray, and then boom, a landslide victory occurs. Ever heard of the name Emmanuel Macron before? Let me give you a quick rundown. 2016, he was literally a nobody, an investment banker. He started a movement, on March Forward Movement, 2016. By the end of August of 2016, it led to the quitting of the socialist president François Hollande. Macron quits the government to open a new chapter in his career. The following year, January of 2017, there's a division in the socialist movement in France. Oh, it did not stop there, because by March of 2017, from literally nowhere, Emmanuel Macron unveils his presidential program, contains a mixed policy of proposals that appeal to both social progressive and business leaders. Don't forget, this is an investment banker, a young investment banker. Come 2017, April 23rd, Emmanuel Macron wins the first round, and the rest, as they say, is history.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
WhatsApp, Telegram available on 08090306416 08090306416, and go on social media at Nigeria Info PH for Twitter and Facebook. 923, hello Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe Samuel Omamegbe. My name is Baridi Kiadom, a radio governor, and I have my PVC. Jude, I don't know whether you heard this song. Let them say our eyes don't clear. Oh, let them say our eyes don't open. No, have you heard it somewhere?
No, but go on, please.
The people are now wise. Popularity cannot make you win an election again. Yes, I'm telling you. People want the dividends of democracy. Now it's not all about popularity and popular. If you're popular, that one is for your pocket. They are looking for people that can survey Nigeria now. We don't want. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So popularity alone cannot guarantee victory at the polls. Interesting. Now, let's see. PDP, not very popular for some. The APC, not very popular for some. And other people are touting other political parties. Labour Party is coming to the fray. SDP coming to the fray. Look at the Ekiti elections recently. It was not too far off from the other two parties. Not too far off. But then, is it really the popularity? What exactly is going to guarantee that outright victory? If, according to Godwin Obaseki, the people are looking for other alternatives. Mike is speaking to us from Rumahalu. Mike, good morning to you.
Hello, hello, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jude. You just talked about Emmanuel Macron.
Yes.
What about Zelensky of Ukraine?
Obedience
will win. Obedience must rule. And we want to be them. Thank you so much. My name is Mike Bumar.
Okay, Mike, you can't say you must. It's a process. You know, people have to come through and then stake what they view on the subject matter. So you can't say must. But yes, I agree. You make comments about the Ukrainian president as well. You could say, well, it wasn't really until, you know, deep ingratiated in the political sphere. But, you know, came up and said, you know what? I like to help. Let me put my hat in the ring. Let's see if this is going to happen. You can say the same thing for the Klitschko brothers. One of them is a governor in Ukraine. Did he win on the back of his popularity? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, the popular actor of the Terminator franchise, you know, Twins and other popular movies, Commando, became a governor of California. Was his popularity alone? It's no taking away from the fact that If you are a popular candidate, if people know about you, have heard about you, there's a higher chance of people say, I like this person. Ima is speaking to us from Ebonyi State. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
No, we don't want popular parties again. APC, PDP. We need people that will do the old men and women, do the boys and girls and the youth and children. We are voting for Labour Party.
It's not just about Labour Party. Emmanuel, hold on. Hello, Emmanuel. We're not just talking about the parties. We're talking about the popularity of the people. Are you saying right now, if King Sunny Ade, who a lot of people in this country know, come out and say, Ima, I want to join party YON, for example, are you saying he will win just because he's popular?
Yeah, brother, let me surprise you. This year is the 23 years that PDP and APC have been in power, and there is no daily light in this country. There is no working refinery. All the universities, federal universities are closed. Is it the same people that we are to go for? We are looking for Labour Party.
All right, thank you very much. This is not a canvas for votes right now, not as a campaign. Just want to get you, let's try and stick, ladies and gentlemen, to the conversation itself. All right, WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Popularity alone will not give you victory, but the track records, humility, and what is the manifesto of the person? But in Nigeria, it is the party the person belongs to. Ezekiel. But once again, Ezekiel, if it's in Nigeria, then that means it can be changed, right? It can be changed. There was a time in this country where to show that you were a wife material, you had to grind pepper on the grinding stone. I grew up seeing the grinding stone. I did. Strong, very sturdy looking materials, right? But these days, almost all and sundry cannot wait to use their blenders. It is one of the most commonly gifted items at wedding ceremonies. Blenders, food extractors, you name it, those things are given in their droves during weddings. Good morning, Jude. For me, it is all about relevance, right? The popularity and strategy is a strategy to win the election, no doubt. You do not represent those whom you don't have a direct contact with. It is absurd. A party must have spread structure because political affairs operate in a system. Alfred Somiari. All right, thank you very much, Alfred. This one here says, hi, Jude. Good morning. Someone who's popular can actually overturn those who have been in the system for a long time. Recently in Africa, a musician tried to do the same but was shut down. Okay, I remember that. That was that Uganda? Was that Tanzania? The Bobby Wine story. How many of you ever heard that? Popular figure. Very popular. Enough to get the people in authority going, something is not right here and something's not right here. Interesting. Comments now. On Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. We'll take your comments. We have a break coming up shortly. At Nigeria Info PH for Twitter and Facebook. And if you just join us in the conversation, all right, the question is simple. Do you think popularity alone will win?
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, Yes, 90.3 Nigeria Info. 27 minutes to the top of the hour. We have just about 22 minutes to have a conversation this morning. And this morning, our focus is on popularity. Well, recently, the governor of Edo State, Godwin Obaseki, says, hey, look, PDP people, we're here to try and reunite, mend our ways, and we'll become friends once again. But whilst we're doing that, we have to be very intentional about it. Why? Because of this.
So, in all our homes here, we have so many people now who call themselves obedience. I don't know whether you have them in your house. Just ask them, all those children, where are you? Which party are you for? They say obedient. They don't want us. They are not talking about APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. And they are men, they are much, much more. You see all of them queuing for PVCs now. They are not looking the direction of APC or PDP. They are looking for alternatives. If we don't make our party attractive, I do not know what will happen in the next elections. So it is important that we begin to think about how we manage and administer our party.
So we need to think. That's Godwin Obaseki. Now, all of this is coming in light as this surge increases of Nigerians who are trying to get registered or even pick up their voter's card. Some people have registered, some haven't gotten the card. They still have their temporary cards. Those ones are a special group of people. Some are starting all over again. People who just turned 18 last week or who will turn 18 by next month are all keen to get on this particular drive. Get your PVC, which is good. Yes. But is the popularity going to be enough to guarantee a vote? Will it be enough to guarantee victory at the polls? In some cases, it has. In others, maybe not so much. My name is Jude. As always, when you call in, do well. Make sure that you don't use derogatory terms or terms that might be seen as defamatory. Do not make comments that might be seen as inciting, and above all, don't make unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
No WhatsApp, immediately messages coming through. Hello, Jude. Donald Trump and Hillary wasn't popularity, but a desire for change. The people did not want a regular politician at that point in time. As for us, if enough people register, vote, and the process is free and fair, our desire for change will reflect in the results as well. That's B.O.B. We have Ifyok on the line. Let's get to say hello to Ifyok this morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Ifyok. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us in the conversation this morning.
All right. Yeah, from the topic you raised, now, I totally agree with you that popularity alone cannot just win election. And one thing I understand about popularity works, comes with a movement. All the people you made mention of, Martin Luther, Mandela, they all came with a movement. From their movement, they became popular. Just like, let's take for example, the young man, Peter Obi, of the Labour Party, was just like what Obaseki said, that who belongs to the, they say they belong to the Obedience Party and all that. So the man came with a movement. He said, I want to change Nigeria from a consuming nation to a producing nation. So that was the movement he has been moving with. So he took it to the young people, and they took it to the social media. He became so popular. Now he's not popular because of this movement he came up with. So these people did not realize that being online, being just popular, will not just make us win this election. So they not took it to the street. Just like he said, they are queuing up to get their PVCs. And There are too many people are doing right now because they know being popular alone will not just win them this election. There are WhatsApp group, there are Telegram group. I belong to one. You understand me now? In my own group, we mandated ourselves that we just have to locate the Labour Party in your state and become a party member. Because in general election, we know that party play is an important role. So we are involved in getting to parties. So a lot of these things are what makes winning election, not just being popular. So as I'm talking to you now, by tomorrow, I'm approaching Labour Party in River State to become a member of Labour.
Okay, interesting. All right. Now, once again, it's not a campaign for any group or the other, but we're seeing the effect. We're trying to find out the effect of the popularity of an individual. In his case, Ifeoki is saying that, look, it's not going to be enough. You are popular, but is there structure? 90.3. Oh dear, apologies. Do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Now it's getting even feistier. Good morning, Jude. Please, there's no WhatsApp group. Chikaike, there's no Nigeria Info WhatsApp group. We just have a WhatsApp number. Send in your thoughts, send in your comments or your questions, your criticisms. You can send all of that in to that number. There is no WhatsApp group for Nigeria Info, please. 90.3, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
I'm Emmanuel. I'm calling from Portaco.
Good morning, Emmanuel.
Okay. Concerning what is being discussed, I feel the popularity won't just do the job. And one thing also I can say is it depends on the particular, what the people need at that particular point in time. Mm-hmm. Because, like, in this hour, currently what's happening now is because the people are tired of what they are seeing and they are yearning for a change. That's why they are seeing, and your popularity to what are you popular about? I think that's what the people are looking at. If you are talking about popularity, what is your popularity about? And you mentioned something like Tony Ade. I think you made a mention of Tony Ade.
Yeah, I gave her as an example, yes.
Yes, of Sonny Ade, yes. That one is a musician. And also, you have to look at the area where this person's popularity, can this person's popularity help us? You understand, if she comes into power, this area that is popular with, can it help the nation? Like, can it help what we are trying to achieve as a nation? So, popularity won't just do the job, too.
Okay, all right, popularity won't do the job. Now, once again, let me throw in another name. Remember I said Arnold Schwarzenegger? Very popular. At one point in time as kids, the only actors we would like to see were Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and what's that guy's name? The muscle from Brussels. Ah, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Chima, oh dear. Now, if the movies that we're going to see did not have any of these actors, we're not practically interested. That was because they were riding on the wave of popularity. But guess what? Stallone, not a political figure. Maybe he doesn't have that in his fiber. But Schwarzenegger became one. And he's not the only one. There have been several... I think Ronald Reagan was an actor, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, yeah. Who would have thunk it? Oh, yes. 92.3. Hello, Potato. Good morning, guys.
Hello. My name is James.
Good morning, James.
Yes. I think from my own point of view, your popularity is going to tell a lot and depends on the sector. Just like you use Arnold Schwarzenegger. In his time as an actor, he was quite popular, and he had no scandals around him. So when he came into the political scene, it was easy to sell. So your popularity really matters. Some people are being popular and being hit. You understand? So in this kind of scenario, they are popular, but for the negative. And of course, some reasons speak good for them when they come into the political sector. So yes, I think popularity is very, very important. What you've done in the little office they're giving you, how popular you became, by maybe touching the lives of people, building infrastructure and empowerment and all that, it's going to speak for you when you aspire for a larger office. But like I said, it depends on what you're popular for, that's what is more important. If you're popular as being a thief or a criminal, obviously it's not going to work for you. Thank you.
Isika is in Elena. Isika, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, Jude. Popularity is very, very important. No matter how much you have as a politician, no matter how good you are, you are not popular. Even the politicians, even our normal politicians always say that, are you popular? How popular? So popularity is the most important thing. Then we talk of the movement. And, you know, to be sincere with you, the popularity of Peter Obi is becoming a very, very big threat to these our politicians that have been, you know, misleading us, you know, doing things the way they are supposed to do. The wrong politicians we have in place of power are now scared of the popularity of this man, Peter Obi. So popularity is the first thing you need Then we talk of your antecedents, your pedigree, and also your ability to galvanize people to believe in what you can do. And I think Peter Obi represents all of these things. Okay? So popularity is very, very important. Popularity is very, very important. Like the actor you mentioned that he became the governor of California. Popularity is what made him to become the governor. If not, nothing else. He didn't have structure. He was not there for a very long time. But based on the fact that he was popular, he became the governor. So we are rooting for Peter Obi and he's going to win.
Oh, thank you very much, Sika. Sonny's Nogwagi, good morning. Mazi is in GRO. Getting to Mazi shortly. Sonny, go on, please.
Okay, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
I remember Sonny Benson from Obagi in Omega.
Go on.
So, what was the problem of popularity? The popularity can only be organized when you're doing the right thing. And when you're not supposed to on
crowd. Hmm.
And if you're not, if you're popular, and you are on the wrong side, that popularity is useless. So what I'm talking about is, if you're popular, and the people feel that you are doing well, in everything, you are doing well, people will admire your popularity, and people will like you. So if you have a good day, if you are popular all over Nigeria, and they know you as a bad person, and is doing well, or doing well in the government or in the office, so that you that popularity does not have any meaning. So that is the truth.
Mazi is in GRA. Mazi, good morning to you, please.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Please, can you turn down the volume of your radio set, Mazi?
Yes, I've done that. See, I don't know what people mean people by being popular. I think we have people being popular in different dimensions. Am I popular because I am a criminal? Am I popular because I'm a bad politician? Am I popular because I can deliver? Am I popular or because I have integrity? A lot of pastors are popular because they are good. A lot of pastors are popular because they are bad. A lot of politicians are popular because they are bad. A lot are popular because they are good. So, being popular means you must be somewhere you are being fitted, either good or bad. So you can be a popular politician, but you're a bad politician, that will not make you win an election. But if you're a good politician and you are popular, people will vote you in. So why today we are talking about popularity with a Ukraine president? Because he was a comedian. I'm not judging a comedian, he was a nice man, and people voted him in. So today in Nigeria, the person in contention either Peter or AP, they are both popular. But the other man is also popular, but he has integrity. And he's telling us what you can hear and what you want to hear, and he has implemented it, and there's a result shows that he has done it before. So being popular does not mean that you win an election. If you want to talk about being popular, Abba is popular today, but in infrastructure, Abba is popular because he's not good. In terms of roads, Oshodi is popular because it's a very big population, but it's not about that. So, it will be the Labour Party is popular because of what he's saying. Atiku is popular because he was the former vice president of the country. Tinubu is popular because he almost won election for 8 years and he controlled Lagos State. But when it comes to integrity, in this election that's coming in 2023, we're not looking for popularity, but we're looking for somebody with integrity.
Okay, all right, Mazi, thank you very much. So it's not just about being popular. A lot of people are trying to set a definition or separate popularity with notoriety. Interesting. So it's all about integrity. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Young cool guy says, good morning, Jim. Popularity in Nigeria here paves way to you becoming the winner in the game of politics. Under normal circumstances, it cannot. That's my take. That is from Simeon. All right, Steve says, well, what seems to be popularity, mere popularity, may turn out to be what everyone has truly been expecting. If all the parameters of times, events, and outcomes can be looked into conscientiously, history may be made remarkable by popularity. Interesting. Itoro Abasi says popularity and acceptability are two different things. You may be popular, but not accepted. And I think that is what we're expecting in the coming elections. Interesting. Let's get back to WhatsApp, all right? We'll go back to the phone lines shortly. Please just bear with me. All right, let's see now. Hello, Jude. For me, it's all about credibility, capability, and a visionary leader. Who popularity help? We want someone that will take us from the point of a developing nation into a developed nation. How about that? Blessing says. But how do you then get that person, Blessing, if the person is not known? Well, it may seem mere popularity may turn out to be what everyone's truly been expecting if the right efforts are out in place. If all parameters at times, outcomes can be looked. Okay, I think this was on Facebook as well. All right, thank you very much. Godwin Obaseki is afraid of Mr. Peter Obi, whom they say has no structure. For me, I believe and I support all the way. Kingsley from Arabia. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger was popular and married to one of the biggest political families in America, the Kennedys, who probably helped him take advantage of the California recall election of then Governor Gary Davis when all he needed was a 12% vote to take over. Ah, B.O.B. We're more in depth there. But once again, can we deny that he didn't ride on this popularity of being one of the biggest actors in Hollywood? Questions. Good morning, Jude. Popularity brings you to the limelight. Let's take the BBN show as an example. 80% of the housemates are good at what they do, but needed the popularity to make them big. So popularity does sell you, Jesse says. All right, good morning, Jude. I think we should really get the popularity, according to Google, popularity simply means the condition of being liked, admired, or supported by many people. Williams from Rumakini. All right, so yes, you are liked, admired, and supported by many people. Is that enough for you to win at an election? Would it ever truly be? 0817, 3 minutes right now to wrap up. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And then the Fimi caller number, 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. 923. Hello, Potako. Good morning to you, please. Oh, dear. Once again, please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Please turn down the volume of your radio set when you get to call us. Twitter is active as well, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. And if you're just joining us this morning, our question is popularity. It's all about popularity. Do you think you only need to be popular to get a vote at the polls? Is popularity going to be enough? Next week, we'll be taking this conversation further as we break down analysis of how governance truly works. You don't want to miss that next week. So tune in Monday next week for that conversation. EJK is on the line. Let's get to hear what EJK feels about being a popular individual. He speaks to us from Isiokpo. Good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Morning. This is EJK. I'm calling from Isiokpo.
Welcome.
Jude, when we are talking about this popularity, as you can see, popularity, as Baraga said, is of different ways. There are people that are popular in politics. There are people that are popular in sports.
Mm.
You understand? We're talking about politics and popularity in politics. You see? That's why I say my governor is popular. If you hear wicked, it's popular everywhere in this country. Whatever, they denied him the opportunity. I reserve my comment.
Okay, EJK, thank you very much. Once again, popularity simply means the condition of being liked, admired, or supported by many people. Is that enough to grant someone victory at the polls. Good morning.